Our book reviewer is Jessie Bray-Sharpen, and your book is If I Had Your Face by Frances Cha. Jessie, please.
Good morning. So I've been reading If I Had Your Face. This is Frances Cha's first novel, and it follows five women, four of whom narrate the book, living in contemporary Seoul in South Korea, and they all live in the same apartment complex. So we get to know these women and how they're working to survive in what's really a society of extremes, how class, wealth, and gender imbalances affect their lives. So two of them met at high school and two were at the same orphanage growing up, but now they all have links to people of immense wealth and who are in much higher social classes than them through their roles, like one's a hairstylist and one had an art scholarship to study in New York. And another element of the book is how these how beauty conventions of beauty can help or hinder their survival. So one of the girls is a room salon girl, which is like these establishments where wealthy men pay to drink with beautiful women. And she's had plastic surgery done on her face to get this role, really, because she feels grateful that she's in this position instead of at her old work, which was in the red light district and where she's safer. And in another review of this book, I read that apparently approximately one in three women elects to have plastic surgery done before the age of 30 in South Korea. So it's quite a key part of the book, I guess, in this society that almost feels dystopian in some ways, with people discussing getting their jaws changed and things. But another part of the book that I found really interesting were the contrast between traditional and new society pressures. So the modern beauty standards, which I just talked about, but then also the women in the book have to deal with some really like old-fashioned ideas about having to be married and find a husband for their lives to have real value. And one of my favourite scenes in the book that that kind of illustrates this is when three of them are going back for the Lunar New Year to one of their family homes outside of Seoul, and everyone's staring at them while they wait for a taxi at the bus stop in this small town because one of them has bright pink hair and one of them is wearing an emerald green fake fur coat, and they're sitting there sort of out of place. Mm-hmm. And when they get there, one of them does tell them that they the mother of one of the girls is actually trying to set her up with a marriage. So yeah, you get this sense of survival from all the women, and they surprise you with their bravery and friendships in the book.
Do you recommend it?
Yes, I highly recommend it. I thought it was really good.
Thank you very much. Jessie Bray-Sharpen has read If I Had Your Face by Frances Cha. Penguin Random House, the publisher's $35 the price.